June, we choose the best. We choose Christ above all. June 1. Choose today to serve Christ always. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. We have been bought with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish. What a price is this, unparalleled, infinite. But though Christ has bought us and invites us to come to him, still the world holds out its attractions to us and strives for the mastery. Shall love for God or love for the world triumph in the conflict? Satan and his evil angels are watching at every avenue leading to the human heart, seeking to force souls to accept evil suggestions. The enemy presents bribes to win us to the world, as he presented bribes to Christ in the wilderness of temptation. Unless we depend upon a power out of and above ourselves, the enemy will succeed in accomplishing our ruin. But in looking to Jesus, by studying his life and character, by earnestly desiring to be like him, our minds will be balanced in the right direction, that we may overcome selfishness and choose a course of righteousness. I appeal to the youth, choose you this day whom ye will serve. There is a necessity for a decided choice, for Jesus said, ye cannot serve God and mammon. If your heart is filled with love to Christ, it will be demonstrated that he is stronger than the passions which have ruled you, whose indulgence have undermined noble impulses and left the soul to the mercy of Satan's temptations. When the heart of the sinner is touched, he yields his will to God's will. He sees in Jesus matchless charms, and his heart is captivated.